Okay, we're up to Simen Samach Vav. Halacha Ches. Halacha Ches, we're going to try to conclude the laws of Iska. He gives in this example another example of Iska. I don't believe we use this example that he presents here. I don't believe this is common. But let's see what he says. Imakdimos al Sukhoira. If a person chooses, gives money to someone to buy merchandise in advance. In other words, let's say you have a factory. The example that he gives is a person is in the distillery business, producing spirits, and by giving money in advance, you'll get a discount. If I'll give you the money now, you'll give me more merchandise, but if I'll give you the money later on, I will get less. So this is an example of ribis. When you give money in advance at a discount, you're getting more merchandise. I'm giving you money today.
Pre-publication price.
I'm giving you, exactly. Pre-publication is a very big problem. I told you everything is awesome. Everything in the laws of ribis is awesome. Unless you're dealing with a corporation, or unless you have heter isko, or unless you're dealing with a guy. So you buy from...
Unless you're buying your heter isko.
Or you're buying, heter isko was the same shy, the same as, but unless it's a guy, it's a corporation, or the company has a heter isko, it will be a problem. So I'm giving you money today, so it's a loan. I'm giving you money right now, I'm giving you $100 today, and you are going to return the money to me in 30 days, but you're going to return to me more than $100. Because since I'm giving you the money in advance, you're going to give me back more than what I give you. You're going to give me back the value of something that's worth $110. So this is ribis. If I would wait until the book is published and I would buy the book at that point in time, I would be purchasing, I'm giving you $110, and you're giving me a book that's worth $110. But now that I'm giving you the money in advance, I'm only giving you $100, and you're going to give me the book in 30 days that's worth $110. This has the tsura of ribis. I'm giving you $100 today, and you're holding on to that money, and you're going to return to me that money in 30 days from now, but you're going to give me back more $110. It's not ribis deraisa, because this is a transaction. This is not viewed as a loan. Our only time it's ribis deraisa is when there's a loan, not when there is a sale. I'm giving you money to purchase something. Nevertheless, this is ribis rabban mitzasa. So what is the solution? The solution is to make a heter iska. So how do you structure a heter iska in this fashion when you're purchasing merchandise? The previous example that we learned, the previous thing that we spent 2 days on, is where you're actually lending the person money. I'm not buying anything. I'm giving you $100 and you're going to be giving me back $120. That's a real loan. So we had a structure. This is a business investment. But here it's not even a loan. Here it's a sale. So he explains. Here's what you should write. Here's the nosach hashtar. It's similar to what we said before. Moide ani, I admit. I, the undersigned, admit. Chosamat, I who have signed below, admit. Shekibalti meitz Rabbi Ruvain Weinstock. Meun Gavar. Ungvar. I receive from Ruvain Weinstock from Ungvar. Sach Meyasuvim, $100, 100 gold coins. Austrian car, whatever this word. Istarach.
Austrian krona.
Whatever that is. Okay. L'saseg b'mozeh. So this person says, I've received from so-and-so money. L'saseg b'mozeh b'mashin.
B'mashin.
Now this b'mashin means distillery. That's what it says over here in the art scroll. Distillery. Shani machzik b'kvar zohan. Anyone know where that place is? A name of a place. I operate a factory in this location where I produce spirits, and I receive the money today. Ad Rosh Chodesh Nisan Habo Aleinu L'Toiv. I receive the money today, and I have to repay him for what he has given me. Let's say in 3 months from now, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'herevach. Now, the way we're going to structure, we're not going to structure this as payment in advance for merchandise. I'm going to view the money that you give me as an investment in my business. You're giving me money, and with the money, I'm going to invest in my own business. V'harevach shiyal, I'm going to buy raw material, and I'm going to produce a product. V'harevach, I'm going to take the product, I'm going to sell the product. Not to you, I'm going to sell it to someone else. Okay, we're completely removing ourselves from any tsura. We have to even convert, when you give money in advance to purchase to purchase goods, we have to transform this transaction into an investment. I'm giving you money, and with the money you're going to buy raw material, and you're going to produce a product, and you're going to sell the product to the world, not to me. And the profits you make from this venture, to harevach shiyala le'erich mozeh, the profit that comes from the arrangement of this money, la'achar nichyoin kol
the proportion.
Okay, fine. That comes le'erich mozeh. How do they translate this here in the art scroll? The profits that results from this investment after deducting the expense, so that's late, fine, whatever it is. The achar nichyon kol ha-hoitzaos, after we deduct all of the expenses, yiyeh mechza sheli u-mechza l-Rabbi Ruvein hanal. V'im chas v'sholem ha-hefzid yiyeh chelek chelek. If chas v'sholem is lost, we'll split the loss. U-miyod, I must return to him his principal, the money, the cash he gave me. So it's funny what we're doing over here. I'm giving you money in advance to buy whiskey. That's what I'm doing. I'm not giving you money for, it's not a loan. I'm giving you a cash advance to get a cheap price on whiskey. If I would buy the whiskey in Chodesh Nisan, it would cost me double. Now that I'm giving it to you in advance, I'm getting it half price. So that's ribbis, that's illegal. So what we're going to do is, you're not going to buy whiskey. There is no whiskey here whatsoever. What we're going to do is, it's going to be a pure business investment. I'm giving you money in advance. You're going to take the money. You're going to invest the money in your business. You're going to produce whiskey. And you're going to sell the whiskey to other people out there in the world. And when it comes Chodesh Nisan, you're going to give me half of the profits of my, half the profits of the money that I've given you for the Yiska. The low, and there's a risk. What's the risk? The risk is you may not be successful. You may have a bad product. No one's going to want to buy the product. On the other hand, you may be extremely successful. There may be a shortage in the market, and you may be able to sell this product for a very high price and reap a very great profit. So what have we accomplished in this new venture in transforming this arrangement? From what I really intended to do, I have brought upon myself a risk. You wanted to guarantee me a product. I should give you $100, and in 3 months from now, you'll give me a product that's worth $200. That method did not involve for me any risk whatsoever. No risk. I gave $100, I'm guaranteed to get back $200. Only thing is, I have to wait 3 months. Problem of ribbis. So what we've done, the first thing we've done is, there's no guarantee you're going to get back a product in 3 months that's worth more than what you've given me. There's a risk. It may very well be that the product is a failure and you lose all of your money. You lose the profit plus you lose the principal. On the other hand, there's a potential for great profit. It might not just be what you expect. It might be double, triple. Who knows what the market will allow you to claim at that point in time. So the first critical thing that we have done in order to avoid the problem of ribbis is we have transformed this from a guaranteed gain into a risk, into a potential loss. That is critical to avoid any shaila of ribbis. Ribbis, by definition, is a situation where it's win-win for the lender. I'm giving you money now, and you're giving me back more, and I'm guaranteed to get back more. If you restructure a transaction where there is no guarantee, and just the opposite, there is potential for loss, that's no longer considered to be a case of ribbis. And that's exactly what we've done. Now, why would any person want to give someone money when there is a risk of losing the money, when you can go to the store in 6 months and buy it and not have any risk? So here we explain, V'loeh ne'mon, lemah hifsadati. And here the person who owns the factory says, I'm not going to be believed to say that I've lost the money. Ela biveirur al pi shnei edim kishim, unless I have two witnesses that come forward to testify. Ve'ela revach lo ehei neman, concerning profit, I will not be believed to tell you exactly how much profit. Ki im bishvua, unless I take an oath in the Beis HaKnesses, holding the Sefer Torah in front of the Rav and the people of the Shul. Now here comes the clincher. Ach, zos hisnu beinenu. The that deed continues to state the following stipulation. She'im erze, when 3 months are over, when it comes Chodesh Nisan, if I want, B'rosh Chodesh, Nisan abolim l'toyva, liti l'Rabbi Reuven hanal, ba'ad ha'keren v'gam, ba'ad ha'chilik rebach shalom, sach chomesh midos of spirits, if in 3 months from now I want to exempt myself from taking a shavua, exactly what we learned yesterday, I want to invoke the escape clause, I don't want to make the shavua, and the way I will avoid making the shavua is by giving you a set amount of money, but instead of giving you cash, I don't expect to have much cash at that point in time, I'll give you my product, I'll give you shavu kesef, I'll give you some of the spirits, some whiskey. Azai, ein lo alai od shum tzvi yoiser. I do no longer have to bring witnesses. I no longer have to make a shvua. V'chol din taras nemonis l'bal hashtar. Whoever has the shtar in their possession has the power to make these demands. Meaning that the noisein, the one that is investing, will have this deed in his hand, and it will give him the power. Will give him the power to demand from the person who owns the factory either to bring witnesses that there was a loss, or to make a shvua concerning the exact nature of the profit, or to invoke the escape clause and pay a certain fixed amount. And in this case, it's been stipulated it's going to be in form of shavu kesef, namely the product itself. It works. And af la'achaz man peiro'o, this also will continue after the time of payment is due. Even though I did not pay on time, you can continue. You can this arrangement will continue even after the due date. In case there is a delay in payment, the arrangement shall be the same, and any additional money paid shall not be viewed as payment for a delay of time, but shall be viewed as part of a business venture. And then he signs. This took place in a city called Un Givar on Yud Aleph Tishrei, Tof Rei Shlamet Aleph, Leprat Koton. Who's signing the document? Shimon Blumenthal. This is the one that is the recipient. This is the one that's taking the money. And Bifoneinu Edim, Levi Blushtein, and Yehuda Levi Taub. You know them?
I know Shimon Blumenthal.
Yeah.
It's a famous case as well.
Okay, so what have we accomplished? Let's look at the big picture. Let's look at the big picture. The big picture is, I own a factory. I make whiskey. I come to you and I say to you, sir, in 6 months from now, hey, it's Tishrei to Nisan. I told you 3 months, so the document here says 6 months. This is the example. In 6 months from now, I expect to have a high quality product. But I need capital. I need people to invest so I can produce this product. I'm willing to give you a great deal. In 6 months from now, it's going to be worth $200. If you'll give me now, in Tishrei, $100, you'll have it. You don't need it now. You only need it for Pesach. It'll be kosher Pesach. Prakel be kosher Pesach. Kosher Pesach schnapps. Such a thing? I don't know. But whatever it is, you have to make it a certain way. You got to make it. Yeah, but 100 is going to be give you half price. Just give me the money now. So under normal circumstances, this is 100% usur. This is ribis. I'm going to give you money in Tishrei. I'm giving you money. It's a loan. You're using that money to invest in the business. Isn't that what it's all about? You're taking that money. Look, at least that's the way it looks according to the eyes of the Rabbanan. You're going to take that money. You're going to invest in the business. So you're borrowing from me $100. And in 6 months from now, you're promising to give me back $200. To give me back the product, which is shavu kesef, which then will have a market value of $200. You're giving me back ribis. So this is a clear case of ribis derabbanan. As we mentioned before, it's not ribis deraisa because it's not a loan. I'm basically buying the product in advance. It's a sale. If it's a sale, it's not ribis deraisa. But the product doesn't exist yet. The product is a davar shelo bo le'olam. So therefore, it looks like ribis. You were waiting for 6 months to get back more money. It's ribis. So what's the solution? The solution is, this is not going to be a sale. This will be going to structure the transaction in the form of a business venture. I'm giving you $100. It's my $100. It's not your $100. Let's make that very clear. My money, not your money. Don't think for one moment when you take the money, you put the money into the bank, it's your money. It's my money. You're going to take this money and you're going able to buy raw material. Who owns the raw material? I own it, because it's my money. What are you going to do with this raw material? You're going to produce a product. Who owns that product? I own that product. What are you then going to do? You're going to sell the product in the market. How much are you going to get for it? Well, it depends. If the product is a flop, you'll get nothing, and all the capital will go down the drain. If the product is a success, who knows? You may get $300, $400, $500. Who knows what's going to be? So that means it's my money. It's my money. It's my raw materials. It's my product. It's my product being sold in the market. It is a very great risk for me. Nothing to do with you. It's me. I'm going to pay you $1 for the service of taking my money, buying raw material, producing a product, and marketing the product and making a profit. I'll pay you, and the profits will go to me, and the losses possibly will go to me as well. How will you come and declare profit and loss at the end of 6 months? If there's a loss, bring witnesses. If there's profit, you must make an oath in Beis HaKnesses, holding a Sefer Torah in front of witnesses, in front of the rabbi and the congregation. If you do all of these and that, and then we'll Shalom Al Yisrael. So this is perfect. There's nothing possibly wrong with this. It's my money, my product, there's pure risk, there's no loan, there's no sale, everything is fine and good. However, there's an escape clause in the Shtar. And the Shtar says that if after 6 months, the person who spent all this time producing this product doesn't want to make an oath in the Beis HaKnesses, he has an option of not making the oath by just paying me off, by giving me back my $100, plus a bonus. What's the bonus? Another $100. And happens to stay in the Shtar that it's not expected that I'm going to have cash on hand. I'll pay you back with the product. With the product. So we've taken a situation that's nice and mechol yom, cash advance on a product that's yet to be released in the market. We've structured it as a business investment where there is significant risk with an escape clause. Instead of making the shua, you'll give me back what would otherwise be the product at a cheaper rate. And that is the whole essence of heter iska. Okay, so that's the, now let's go further.
I was going to say that this Shimi Blumenthal had a whiskey shop, but if you look at both heter iskas, right,
there's no mention.
He's using Ruvei, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda.
Yeah.
Consistently, the last names he just stuck in.
If you look where
on the two heter iskas that he
had,
Ruvei gave money to Shimon, and the Edom or Levi Yehuda.
So he's just the name, the last name just.
Liyeser
Seis. Interesting. I didn't take note of that.
You should take it as an actual concept.
What about differentials in money exchanges? If I'm taking dollars and I'm doing business,
that's another issue. That's
back euros.
We discussed that. That's a problem. That is definitely a real problem. That also has to be structured in the form of heter iska. The heter iskas are extremely complicated. They're experts. There are people that specialize in writing heter iskas. My father, Zichron Livracha, was a bucky in this. He wrote heter iskas for banks. I have a Berkshire Bank, the heter iska, they use, no, not only this, they have many branches. So they have it hanging in one of the offices. So that my father, he wrote for them, he was a consultant, he wrote for them, he spent a lot of time. It's a very, very complicated issue. Every bank is different. And
that's only because it's a Jewish bank.
Okay, fine. But there are a lot of Jewish banks. Eretz Yisrael, there are a lot of Jewish banks. Even they had over here, they went out of business.
The other one,
Point, what was it called?
Eichler's.
Next to Eichler's.
It was owned by
a... They went, yeah, he was a partner. Point, what was it called? Point something?
Yeah, something Point.
Yeah.
They're still in business, they closed down, right?
Yeah, the valley took them over.
They closed down.
Yeah. There was a bank in Borough Park, and then Community National was way back.
Liberty something.
No, they claimed
Liberty
dimes.
Point. Liberty
yeah. They dime savings over here, because Steve Moishe's is also Jewish owned.
Dime still exists?
Dime of Williamsburg, the one that's...
Is there still a dime? They still have a still a
what is it?
16th and M.
King's Highway.
16th and M.
They said it's Jewish owned. And they don't have to have their savings.
16th and M.
Coming out with that is it.
69.
Right on the corner where you get off the
street. No, across the street from...
across the street
from... what's it called?
From Mountain Fruit.
From Mountain Fruit.
Okay, let's... Okay, let's go... Okay, now he discusses something which is more complex. Im hanoisein roitze shamakabel yitil shtar khof poshut ve amitz ki koyach hamedina bichdei ki koyach hamedina thank you bichdei im hamakabel yisorif milifloya o yamus yehelo nokel ligvois moisav al yidei arkos. You don't like this whole hanky panky. You don't go for this heteriska. Okay, we'll do heteriska. But just in case, if my claim to collect, let's review the situation. I'm lending you $1,000, and you're going to pay me back $1,200. There's going to be ribbis. That's the way it is. Paying back $1,200. Otherwise, I'm not going to lend you $1,000. Oh, this is an iser de'oraisa gomor. To lend someone $1,000 and demand back $1,200. So, okay, heter iska. We're not going to structure this as a loan. We're going to structure this as a business venture. But, and what will I have in my hands? I will have the shtar, pretty much a similar version of what we just went through the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch in yesterday's sif, and today's sif, what we learned. I'll have that in my hand to collect from the borrower. Let's say the borrower defaults on the loan. So what am I going to do? I'll go to Bezdin. Bezdin will send him a hazmana l'din Torah. He's going to ignore it. But they deem him today have very little power. Maybe they have some, whatever they can. He'll ignore it. One hazmana, second hazmana. I'm out $1,000. I lend this guy $1,000. He didn't pay. And I demand back $1,200. We wrote a heter iska. And my claim to collect the $1,000, the only right I have to claim is this deed. So what am I going to do? The Bezdin can't help me. Bezdin is powerless. We live in Golis. There's no power in court. I'll go to court. I'll go to secular court. I'll go down to downtown Brooklyn, to Court Street, civil court, present my case. I lend so-and-so $1,000. He owes me $1,200. The court will say, well, where's the document? I'll pull out of my pocket a yeshivish ksav in Hebrew, right? In Hebrew, scribbled with Reuven Taub and so on, so all these funny names, and I'll present it to the clerk in the Supreme Court of Brooklyn, whatever the situation is. They'll laugh me out. They'll say to me, sorry, we can't even read this. We don't know what this is. This is not... Alright, so let's say they'll find, I don't know, maybe it will work. But maybe they'll tell you, according to the law of New York State, you're missing A, B, C, D, you're missing all of these conditions, and therefore we have no choice but to tell you, sorry, we the court, will not... to help you collect your debt, because it's not, this document is not written according to the law of the land. Okay, very, very, very possible. Very, very possible this will happen. I'm at risk. I don't really know. You're a nice guy. I want to lend you $1,000. I want back ribbis. I want $1,200. But if I use the heteriska, I have to be realistic. We're living in Golis. And in Golis, the local Bate Dinim do not have the power to seize your assets, to go into your bank account and take out $1,200 and put a deposit in my account. So I want insurance. I'm not asking you for a mashkoin. I'm not asking you to give me a leichter. I'm not asking you for your car keys. All I'm asking is, in addition to the heteriska, let's have a backup document that is legal in secular law. Let's have a lawyer sit down and write a document that I have the right, I'm lending you $1,000 and you're going to pay me back $1,200. This document is notarized by a lawyer. It's kedas uchadin, and if I present it in court, they will immediately enter your bank account and withdraw $1,200 and put it in my bank account. I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to use it because I'm going to use the heteriska. This is the ikar. This is just the backer. So it's not real. It's not real. In my eyes, the only thing that's real between me and you is the heteriska. This is just something lurking in the background, which will be an incentive for you to pay. Is this a problem in halacha? Do we say that since there is a real document and that really guarantees, is a loan, the way it's structured is a loan, and it guarantees me to collect ribis, even though I'm not using it, I'm first going to attempt to collect my debt through using this Jewish document called the Heteriska, is there a problem? So this is a very big sugya in the poskim. It's a major, major leak sugya. As you can imagine, it makes a lot of sense. In today's day and age, when you're dealing with the Jewish court, dealing with secular courts, a lot of the things that we do in Jewish law do not have validity or not taken seriously in secular court. You may have the ability to go to the Supreme Court and fight the case that what we do in Jewish law, our Jewish documents may have legal standing, but it can take years. It can take years to go through the whole system to finally get your money back. Let me just do something very simple. Very simple in order to guarantee I don't live. It's a major, major issue. And I don't know the answer to this issue. He touches upon this here. At the end of Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, he has Hagos. Not everyone is aware of this. In the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, after the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, or maybe it's while the Shulchan Aruch, he has elaborations on some of the things. One of the major things that he elaborates upon is this Sif Katan, about this issue, where there he basically changes his mind. And here he says it's Osir, and in his Hagos, that he wrote later on, he says he saw other poskim say that it's Mutter. And therefore, maybe really you can find a way around it, it can be done. Rav Moshe is very lenient in this matter, at least what it says here in the footnotes. I'm not aware of all the details. I just want to just touch upon this issue, so when you one day hear Shiurim about this in more detail, you'll have some of the background for this issue. But the point is just an appreciation of the complexity of this Mutter, his Megel. He's Megal. The complexity of the issue. So let's just touch upon what it says here. Im anoisen roitza, if the noisen wants, shamakabel yitin lo shtar choy poshut v'yametz, if the makabel should give, the one that's receiving the money should give him a real shtar choy that's poshut, without this sophisticated structure of half of it is a loan, half of it is going to be a business venture, and you're going to have to pay me the money, there's going to be a risk, there's going to be a witness, there's going to be a shul, and there's an escape clause, and I'm going to pay you money for your service, all of these conditions. I just want something simple, the amitz, powerful, if the recipient of the money will refuse to pay back or will die, it should be easy for me, the lender, by going to a secular court. Now, when are you allowed to go to secular court? That's another issue, which is not to be discussed now. That's another issue. But let's say there's no halakha issue in this situation going to secular court. Ella, shabal, so right away you'll say, so what's the shayla? It's 100% awesome. You're making a loan with ribis. What's the shayla? No. Ella shebal peh he masnim. Between the two parties, they agree. Shehamos hazehi b'taras iska. The money that we're really lending will be b'taras iska. We're just using the shtar that it should be easy to collect in case there's ever a problem. Loi mahani. According to the simple reading of the kitzur, it is forbidden. You can't do this. V'afilu hashtar eina el ala keren levad. Now this is a very big chiddush. I'm not clear what he means here exactly. Even if the iska, the heter iska that we're going to write among us involves ribis, but the loan that we're going to use as a backup in secular law will not involve ribis. It's a very brilliant solution. I want a guarantee. I'm lending you money. The only reason why I'm lending you money is because I want to get back a return on my investment. I want to get back an additional $200. I have to write this heteriska. I don't really trust you. I know heteriska is going to be a real pain to collect in court. In Jewish courts, it's not going to go so easy. If I have a secular document, it'll be 1, 2, 3. I'll be able to collect. So you know what? I trust you enough for $200. But I don't trust you for $1,000. So for the $1,000 as part of the loan, then I'll write a regular shtar, secular, that. There's no ribis, right? There's no ribis. And for the other $200, I mean, we're going to put the whole thing together, $1,200, that I'll use the heteriska. So we'll structure as a heteriska, but just in case you make life difficult for me, at least I will be able to collect $1,000, which does not involve ribis, from a secular court. So shockingly, so you would think, why not? That certainly should be good, right? What's so terrible? No, he says it doesn't matter. It's still no good. Loy mahani. It doesn't work. It's no good. Why is it no good? The cave in even if there will be a definite loss, it is awesome. It is awesome. So since he, but he's only has the right to collect, $1,000. So why is it awesome? I don't know the answer.
Because if the guy had a loss.
Yeah, but so what? That's mutter. You're allowed.
We share in the laws.
I know, but you're allowed to lend a person $1,000 and get back exactly $1,000 when there's no risk.
He's alive, but when he's dead already, what are you going to do?
You'll get back $1,000.
But what are you going to get to?
You're violating
the shvuah. We say you get the money back because he's good. He says, I'll give you the money because
there's no shvuah. There's no shvuah in this situation.
That's what the risk is.
I know, but he's not. He's using a backup document.
So he's saying that if there was really a loss,
yeah.
According to the head of Iska, he would get less if the guy didn't want to make the
correct. Show,
right? But now, since he has the document, it doesn't say there's a loss.
Fine,
so
he gets
the full amount.
But the full amount is not ribbis.
It is ribbis.
Why is it ribbis? The full. That's exactly what he says. I'm only writing a secular document for the principal, not for the ribbis. That's what it says. Vafilu hashtar. The secular document for the secular courts, einoy ella al hakeren levad. So even if there's a guaranteed loss, and I can use my shtar to collect
on the keren,
so why should that be a problem?
The heter iskif says we are partners in profit and loss.
Yeah.
So if there's a loss, you can't collect.
That's if you use the heter iska. I'm not using now the heter iska. I'm using the secular document. The secular document is only allowing me to collect
so
the principal.
No heter iska, then I wasn't allowed to give you money. Because the money, it so happens there was no profit.
Yeah.
There was no ribbis. But when I gave you the money, it was a condition of going up and down. So what happens if the ribbis is equal to zero? It's still ribbis.
I hear what you're saying. Since there was a condition, you're saying alumnus, that there's a violation of ribbis when there's an agreement to pay ribbis, even if you never collect the ribbis.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, I hear what you say. There's a halacha that I'm not allowed to lend you ribbis. I'll lend you $1,000 and you agree to pay me $1,200. Even if you never pay the $1,200, you still over on the Issa D'oraisa of ribbis.
I think la locha, if the guy can say, I owe you $1,200 because of ribbis, but I'm not paying you the ribbis.
Doesn't matter.
Because if I pay you the ribbis, I'll be over. I'm giving you back on your carrot.
It's too late already. That's a very big question. If you can do tshuva.
After a year, when he has to give back the money, he comes to the attorney and says, I lent money from this guy, ribbis. We didn't make it after this.
Yeah.
I don't want to pay him the ribbis. I don't even want to pay him the karam because he gave me an illegal halva.
Okay.
So I think la loch el chayshe mishpat, you don't have to pay back the money.
Right, because the aver already has been done when the agreement was made. Okay, so you're saying very good.
You don't have to pay back the money at all.
Okay, that's another question, but I hear what you're saying. You're saying very good that it'll see it since we have a backup, and the backup is
you're relying on the backup, so that the whole
structure of the loan is a structure of ribbis, where the whole at the risk is butel mevutel, and there's an agreement you're going to pay me back more money, and that more money is not structured through an iska, it's through a loan. So there's an agreement that is going to be ribbis. That itself is a violation of the halacha, even though technically you're not going to collect. You never necessarily will collect that $200. Very good. Even if there's trust between the Makabel and the Noisain, it doesn't make a difference. When it comes to money, no one's a chassid. He's a chassid. It does not help. Now, before we just said, he made it very similar until now. I really was explaining according to what it says now. But he said there, the case was there was only one document, and it was an oral understanding that the structure of this loan will be heter iska. But the only one deed was crafted. The deed that said that it's going to be a loan, a secular loan, that certainly certainly also. But here he's saying, even if you actually write up two documents, I write up a heterisk document, and I write up a regular loan document for the banks, it's still also. That's really the way I explained it until now. Afilu imam makabel noisin la noisin gam shtar iska. Shekos sebo ki amos shnichta b'shtar choyv hu b'taras iska. Gam kein loy mahani. Because you have two documents. I have a loan document that works in the secular court, and I have an iska document. So, being that there's a loan document, it automatically ruins the entire transaction. Maybe the noisein or his yershim will hide the iska and will only pull out the regular deed that works in secular court. You'll collect the shtar chayv. So then you have come to, you have made a loan that was a real loan with the understanding it's going to be ribis, and that's in violation of the halacha. So what's the only solution? I don't have clarity in what he means in here. The solution is that the noisein should not be the one holding on to the secular document. The one that is holding on to
the shtar iska,
he says. Shliishu es shtar iska. The shtar iska should be biyat shlish. So the third party, so you're not going to hide. So the third party will always be able to show, no, if you pull out a regular loan document, someone's going to come and show, no, that's not the main document. The iska document is the real document. The noisein shall sign his name on the shtar iska via munach via hamakadal. And the Mekabel, the one that you're coming to collect from, will always be able to say, how dare you take me to court? That's not the real document. The real document is a document that says, is the Iska document. Or if you can do this. Or if in the secular law will allow you on the secular document to reference the shtar iska, they'll accept that.
Arbitration.
Or a bigger chiddush, you have witnesses that tell you that the secular document shall be the mechanism of how this money will be collected, even though it's a secular document, which seemingly is a regular loan. The way we agree between ourselves with the collection process shall be through the rules of Iska. Okay, it's obviously very complicated. There's a lot of things going on over here which are very gray matter. What exactly he means here in this idea. He basically says that it's usser, usser, usser.
And then later you say,
and later here in his what is he called? Corrections, not correction, but his sophos, he calls this the Hagos. The Hagos that he wrote later on, he basically says that it's mutter. And Rav Moshe says that it's mutter. But obviously, there are a lot of, you have to take up a Reisman's book, the laws of Ribbis, and understanding all the parameters, the details exactly how to do this the right way. This is not a simple matter. Yeah.
Today happens to be the yard site of Rav Aryeh Levin, Yerushalayim. But 2 days ago was the yard site of a guy called Yitzchak from Drobich.
Yeah.
In 1754. And there's, I'm going to tell you a story I just read that it's very applies to this case. There were Yosaimim, whose father was very rich and who died without a tzavah. And a merchant came over and said that your father owed me money and I want the money back. So they went to the Torah between Yitzchak Hamburger and Isaac Drobich. And Yitzchak Hamburger said, the halacha is it that the Yosaimim take a shavua that our father never told us that he owed money.
Right. You don't have to pay.
You don't have to pay him back.
Right.
So Yitzchak Drobich said, I agree with you, the halacha is that way, but what should I do? He was a Talmud of the Baal Shem. I see the dead guy standing here saying he owes the money. So
what are you...
He says he owed the money.
He saw the vision.
I see it. So the Ravitzel Hamburger said,
"You
shall overcome."
Right, Torah Lashmaim.
The halacha is the halacha.
So Ravitzel Drobich looks at him and says, "No." And Yitzchak Hamburger suddenly sees the dead guy. He's saying, "I owe the money."
Yeah.
Thanks. And he gets up. He says, "I don't care. The halacha is."
The halacha is halacha.
He writes a psalm, and then he gives it to the chassidish guy, to Ravitcher,
and he also signs it, and the assignment
go free. They go free.
So when you don't have, when
Toiro lav
Hashemayim, right? But when you have a loan and you don't have a document for it,
that's it. That's the halacha is you potter.
Yeah,
you potter. That's complicated. Okay, this in your case is a little bit more extreme because the person is no longer alive. But when the person is alive and you know you owe the money, except the other person, the other party lost his document, that's not so pashut already. There are two people. I know I owe you the money. We're both alive. You lost your document. I now have a right to take advantage of you and not pay back the money, even though I know that's already different. The person died, you sign him. You sign him as you sign him. It's a new generation, new halacha. So you have to be very careful. So this concludes the halacha. You have to be very careful. When you structure, when you write two documents, and you do it in an oifen that's mutter by giving the document to a third party, or by giving it to the mekabel, or by having witnesses, or referencing it in the secular document, you're allowed even to add to the secular document the ribis, not just the principal but the interest as well. Because as we mentioned, these are the issues. A double document. We learned yesterday writing a heter iska, a very complex way of restructuring a loan where it's a business venture with an escape clause and payment for service. And then you have a situation where people are still not satisfied. I want insurance. I want, in addition to the iska, a secular document. It can be done, but it has to be done in the right way. Okay, we'll stop with this. We'll take a little break, and then we'll do some Haggadah Shel Pesach.